Very excited to be joined by one of the newest members of the Red Deer Rebels, Elias Carmichael, 20-year-old defenseman. Elias, how are you today?
Oh, great. How are you?
Couldn't be better. Thanks for taking some time to chat and help the Rebels fans get to know you a little bit better here. It's been just under a month or so, I guess, since the trade went down between the Rebels and the Kelowna Rockets that saw you land with the Rebels organization. Just take us back and recap, if you don't mind, your reaction to the trade that saw you become a member of the Rebels.
Yeah, I mean, I got... it was one early morning, just making breakfast, and I got a call from Bruce Hamilton, our GM from the Rockets, saying I just got traded to the Rebels, and yeah, just want to thank me and everything. After that, got a few calls from coaches, staffs, agents, and all that, saying welcome to the team. And then on the other hand, coaches from the Rockets, staff from the Rockets saying, it's sad to see me leave, but they're excited for my new opportunity in Red Deer. So, yeah.
Yeah, you had quite a run with the Rockets. I believe when you include playoff games, it was over 200 games with the Kelowna Rockets. So obviously a lot of memories there that you made over the last number of years.
Yeah, definitely came in as a 16-year-old, little nervous, but came to the league young, and a couple older guys showed me the way, and now I got to show the way to the young guys now.
You're a big guy, Elias, 6'3", I believe, just a shade under 200 pounds. I know Rebels fans will be excited to see that big presence along the blue line this coming season. Yeah. Are you a physical style player as well?
Yes. I'm trying to improve it every day to be more physical out there on the ice, make a presence for myself. My main play is definitely keeping it simple, first simple play. Don't overcomplicate things, and yeah.
Tell us about growing up. As we talk to you right now, you're in Kelowna, but you've also got Langley roots and Quebec as well. Kind of a neat background you've got.
Definitely. I've been around the world, really. So my mom, she's from Slovakia, and then my dad's from Quebec. They both met in Vancouver, where that's where I was born. After that, we moved to Quebec, lived a few years there, then moved back to Langley. Then I played for BWC, and then also Langley Minor for there. After that, I got drafted by the Rockets, played with the Rockets, and then now I'm here living in Kelowna with my girlfriend, and yeah.
Very cool. So how many languages do you speak then?
So I speak Slovak to my mom and then French to my dad, English with everyone else I know that speaks English. and then, yeah, I have three siblings. They all speak all three languages. So, yeah.
Very cool. Well, we'll have to put all three languages to use once you get to Red Deer here in a couple months time for training camp. That's pretty cool for sure. Hey, just speaking of the Rebels, are there any guys that were on this team this past year that you are familiar with at all?
So the only one that's a little familiar, maybe doesn't know me anymore, but I remember playing on a spring team. It was a local tournament. It was Craig Armstrong. I played with him for maybe a month or two, and that was it. I know there's also Jace Weirzy, I think.
Jace Weir, you bet.
He's out in Kelowna, and I've been chatting with some of my buddies to tell me, yeah, let's go golfing with him, introduce me to him. I don't know him personally. I know only of him, so.
Well, Weirzy is an extremely easy guy to get to know. You should definitely hit him up for some golf here this summer before you guys come out for camp in the fall. Yeah. So it's going to be an exciting experience for you that way, coming into a new team and getting to know a whole bunch of new guys.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be exciting.
So I was looking back on Kelowna Rockets' Twitter and their website, and they had a pretty neat video of you juggling while on a unicycle. How many years does it take to be able to master that combination of unique talents?
I picked it up a little bit quickly compared to my other three siblings. All three of them unicycled too. I think it took me about a month or two. I wasn't doing it daily, just whenever I got bored, my dad pushed me a little bit around to keep practicing it. And one day, Paige, our administrator there for the Rockets, just sent me a text saying, "Hey, I heard you unicycle. Could you send me a cool video of it?" One summer. And sent it to her while juggling, and we made a little buzz.
Yeah, you certainly did. And like I said, I couldn't believe it when I saw that video on Rockets Twitter. That's pretty unique. I don't imagine that, maybe your coaches are too thrilled to see defy gravity, or I don't know, even how to put it, perhaps a little bit too risky for their liking, but still pretty fun nonetheless, eh?
Yeah, well, if hockey doesn't turn out too well, then I can go play in the circus.
There you go. Keep your options open for sure.
Yeah.
Any other unique skills or traits that you have that we should perhaps be telling Rebels fans about now that we're on the topic?
I think that's about it. You covered just about everything.
Well, between three languages and juggling well on a unicycle, that's pretty good.
Yeah. No, I don't think a lot of people you meet can do all both of those things.
No, certainly not. And, God bless you for being able to do, I can barely do English as one language. So for you to be able to see, I'm tripping over my tongue right now. So for you to be able to do three languages, that's definitely more than impressive. So just as we sort of wrap up here, Elias, anything you want to say to Rebels fans as, the summer months tick away and we get, eventually looking toward training camp next fall?
Yeah, I'm excited to meet them back in the fall. And I hope they'll be really loud to cheer us on when the season comes and preseason too.
Well, you're going to learn to love Rebels fans as much as they're going to love you once you get here. Elias, hey, thanks very much for doing this. Really appreciate it, and enjoy the rest of your summer.
Yeah, thank you, Troy.